In the United States, about 100 years ago, there was a doctor named Sarah Jo Baker who worked in New York. She was one of the first women who graduated from medical school in the United States. She worked with the public health department in New York, and her area of the city was the center of an epidemic that they were having then of typhoid and cholera. And thousands of the children in the city were dying every year because of this epidemic. Well, Dr. Baker looked at this and she addressed the problem by teaching mothers and their older children how to better wash their hands after taking or before taking care of the baby. And because of that, in part because of that, the epidemic went away gradually. Now, in the middle of her success with that epidemic, 30 Brooklyn pediatricians petitioned the mayor's office to stop her work because it was hurting their practices. Now, we've gone for 100 years supporting the pediatricians, and we need to go back to looking at how to support Dr. Baker and that point of view of how to prevent problems. Because if we prevent problems, we're ahead. We don't have to worry about the expense of treating them. And that's what we're trying to do with CLEAR, because CLEAR stimulates nasal washing. It helps reduce the problems that come from a polluted nose. Those problems are ear infections in little children, sinus infections in just about everybody, allergies, asthma, bronchitis. They all come from bacteria and pollutants that stay in the back of the nose.